Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got a guest in the studio. We've got Mark from Accounts Protection. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi there.
And what are you going to tell us about
today? I'm going to tell you about, I've got four things to tell you about in particular. Mm-hmm. The first two involve two cats, right. As you might expect from Cats Protection. The first one was Kiki.
Right.
You remember that name, don't you?
I do, yeah. Kiki. I know that now.
So Kiki was a cat that we had over 100 days in Cats Protection.
Oh, this is a young one, yeah.
And so, you know, it's always difficult. You know, we're trying to get these cats homes, and occasionally we get some that stay with us longer than we'd like.
Yeah.
But she has now been rehomed.
Oh, that's good.
She's been adopted. So
that's
fantastic
nice.
News. And thank you for your assistance on that. Very happy.
Good.
She's very happy. Yeah. The next one is Stripes.
Yes, I've seen him on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I think we know about Stripes, don't we? But some of your listeners may not. So he has been, I think, about 4.5 months in our care now.
Right.
He's a lovely black and white cat. He loves a bit of fuss. He's very playful. And you say, well, you know, why hasn't he got a home? The thing is, Stripes is diabetic.
Oh, right.
Now, being diabetic, like us, he has to have some jabs, and he has to have those twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So someone has got to be prepared to do that.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a big deal. He is so used to it. You know, it's not a problem for him. So we're looking for somebody who's willing to do that. Perhaps somebody who worked in COVID, because a lot of people learn how to jab people. And he doesn't react at all. You know, it's no big deal, as I said. So we would love to find someone who would take him on. He's a gorgeous cat. He's playful. You know the thing where cats, you know, you stroke them. You take your hand away and the paw comes out because they want more.
Want more. Give me more.
Yeah, he's like that.
Aww. Plus the claws are in, not out as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no claws. But a lovely cat. So we really do appeal. You know, that's a big appeal for us. You know, we'd love someone to take Stripes on, and he'll pay you back in spades.
So can he live with another cat, or would you prefer him to be on his own?
I think we can check. I'll give you the details for the adoption centre later, but they'll have all those details.
All right.
And so, yeah, there obviously we've got all of that, but we can talk to you about it. But if you're interested, please do give us a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sure.
We want all the cats to have a forever home, isn't it?
We do. We've got about 36, I think, at the moment.
That's a lot of cats, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, it can get higher than that, sadly. We've got about 36 cats, which we're looking for homes for. Yeah, some in foster. Always looking for fosterers.
How long do you keep them for? Or forever, I suppose, do you?
We keep them for as long as it takes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, some turn around very quickly. You know, kittens tend to turn around.
Specifically, yes. Aren't they cute?
They are cute. Every time I see them, I want to take them home, but I don't think my cat would be too impressed. Honey wouldn't like it.
No.
A couple more quick things. So the other thing is microchipping.
Right.
Now, on the 10th of June, it will be compulsory for all our pet cats. Now, this is a very good thing. We've needed this for a long time. This will help reunite lost and stray cats with their owners.
Yes.
As long as everybody ought to keep their
up to date
as well. And sadly, if any have had a trauma, you know, we can trace them back to the owner. So this is really important. Do you know there are about 9 million pet cats in the UK?
I can believe that, yeah.
Yeah. And as many as 2.3 million are not chipped.
No.
Not chipped. So you can see why there's been this
campaign. Is that all cats or cats now moving forward? Or if you've got an existing cat, have you got to go and...
All cats need to be.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So this must be carried out by the time the cat is 20 weeks old.
Oh.
Okay. And if your cat is found not to be microchipped, you've got 21 days to get it sorted out. But potentially, if you don't, you could get a fine.
Okay.
So this is really important.
But it's for the benefit of you and the cat, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, for everyone. And finally, a quick one. We have our open day on Sunday at 19th of May, 11 till 3 p.m. at our adoption centre in Marlborough Road Ryde.
Mm-hmm.
People can come down, find out what we do. Tours of the cattery, you can see the cats. Our on-site shop will be open. Entertainment from the Boogie Woogie Sisters.
All right.
We push the boat out here.
Yeah.
Refreshments on offer, free entry, and automatic hamper as well entry. You'll be entered for that. Anybody who comes down just for showing up, basically. So we would love to see people there. We've already got a lot of interest, but you know, we really want a nice crowd.
Of course,
down there.
Yes.
Hopefully
they'll be attracted to a cat and want to take it home.
Even better, yes, that's right. We're not all about adoption. We're all about caring for the cats,
yes.
But obviously that's a very important part of what we do. So if you'd like to find out more about anything that I've spoken about, 03000 120 251, and it's cats.org at Isle of Wight, and find us on Facebook and Instagram.
So if I wanted to come and adopt a cat, mm-hmm. what do I have to do?
You can obviously phone us. We're open most days, not Tuesdays. We're not open, but every other day of the week we are open. We did close down quite a bit during COVID, but we've gradually reopened it all up now. So you can show up these days, and you can come and look at the cat. So mm-hmm. we're fairly easygoing about that. Yeah, yeah. So just
Do you need to know about me?
We need to know whether you've got other cats, whether you've got children, where you live as well. Because if you're living, you know, next to a busy motorway, you're not on the island going to be doing that, then that might be an issue. But we get the background off you, and then we can go from there. Because we kind of know, obviously, we know our cats.
Yes.
Then we can talk to you about the cats that you know that would be good for you.
Okay.
And you'd be good for as well.
Right. Interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting. Cost for the microchipping. How much does it cost?
It varies quite a lot. There were some £10 deals around, I think. But best thing to do is talk to your vet and find out whether anybody's going around doing it on the island. I don't know. But,
Do you have a question? Go on then.
So me and my family, we're thinking of, because obviously recently we lost one of our other cats.
Yeah.
And we're thinking of getting another cat. Because mm-hmm. We've got one cat left. Will some cats be happy to have a sister?
Yes, they will. I mean, generally, the cats that we take in, we know their background in the main. So we would know pretty well if they're going to get on with other cats. And that's usually noted on their file, because every pen that we've got has got a big file next to it. And we've got all those details written down, which you've got from the previous owner.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it's obviously kept on the computer too.
What if you get a stray? You wouldn't know much about that.
We wouldn't know so much about it. Obviously, we check the microchip to see if we can get some history. A lot of the time, if they are, they're out of date. So that's another reason to keep your microchip up to date.
Yes.
But if we didn't have any history, then we'd probably be a bit more restricted about who could adopt them then.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you came to the cat place and you wanted to have a cat,
yes.
Do you have to adopt it, or can you just take it away? No? Or must you adopt?
Yeah. You do have to adopt, yes. I mean, there is a formal procedure which we have to go through. It's hugely incumbent, it's not a big deal, but you have to tick a certain number of boxes.
It cost anything?
What we have is a donation, if you like. We see it as a donation, because there's a lot of cost in actually getting these cats up to date, because they've got to be a microchip, they've got vet trips, they've got to be vaccinated and everything else.
They've got to be spayed.
So I think currently for a cat it's £90, and for a kitten it's £120, because obviously the kittens we've had to do generally a lot more with, particularly, and they'll generally have been in foster.
Yeah.
As well, and we've got the cost of that to pick up.
Yeah.
And coming back briefly to Stripes, by the way, we will pick up the cost associated with his medication as well.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's important.
Good. So you haven't got to worry about that?
No.
Good.
Could you tell me the open date again, please?
Yeah, it's the 19th of May, 11 till 3 at our adoption centre in Ryde.
Is there a phone number?
Phone number is 03000 120251.
Can people email you?
Yes, they can email, and I can never remember the email address, but if you go on to cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight, you mm-hmm. can email from there.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds great.
Anything
good.
Else?
Any further questions?
Happy with that.
No, good.
Happy with that.
Thank you very much,
Mark. Thank you, Mark. Thank you very
much. Thank you for asking me down, and we'll be back next month.
You will, yes.
You certainly will.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.